Hello, my name is Eloise. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
So, good morning. So, I understand that the eligibility expanded to those 16 and over, and when I tried to book an appointment on the website, it says I'm ineligible.
Okay. What site are you going to?
The one listed on your Alabama COVID vaccine.gov.
Okay. I can give you the phone number for you to pre-register if you'd like to do it over the phone. The other website I have is Alabama Public Health.
Alabama Public Health COVID-19.
I have alabamapublichealth.gov, the word forward, /notify.
Oh, okay, to get notified when I'm available? Yeah.
The vaccine is available.
Yeah. Well, because what I don't understand is when I first tried to schedule earlier this morning, I could go all the way through and actually get an appointment date, but I didn't confirm it because I needed to back out and check my calendar. And then when I tried to go back in again, now it says I'm ineligible. And then I even tried changing my age all the way up to 45, and it still says ineligible.
Okay. So if you'd like to go ahead and try the number to pre-register.
Yep.
Now, the number is only for pre-registration, so there's not to where you can pick and choose the time and date. Once there's an appointment available, they'll contact you back.
Okay.
The phone number is
855-566.
And I'm sorry, let me ask you first. What county is it for?
Madison.
Oh, okay. Yes, that is the number. 566-5333.
Okay. Yeah. And I don't know what roles and responsibilities you have down there, but I think somebody probably ought to look into why the Alabama scheduling isn't working the way it's supposed to.
Okay.
I mean, supposedly everybody's eligible now, and it worked for a while, and now it doesn't.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll be sending a message so I can look into that. All right. I hope I've been able to help. If you need more information, you may visit the website of adph.org or cdc.gov. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.